My name's Alan Jenkins, and I'm the local branch secretary for Unison. We represent Unison members at Oxford University that work in the department, and the staff that we represent are typically employed on the salary scales grade 1 to 5 here at the university. Our lowest paid members probably earn just less than £14,000. Most probably typically earn between £17,000 or £19,000 per year. And in a place like Oxford, where we think the local average salary is probably about £25,000, it's way below that. And so it's very difficult to live here on those kinds of pay levels. That's why we're saying today that the current offer of 1% from our employers is not enough. Over the last 5 years, we've managed to achieve pay awards which total 2.2%. And in real terms, against inflation over that period, we think we've lost about 13% of that money. So in real terms, it's a pay cut year on year. And that's why we're on strike today.
I'm Terry Hode. I'm president of the Oxford branch of the University and College Union, UCU. We're on strike today for the second time. We had a day strike on the 31st of October in support of our national pay claim. And we're on strike along with our colleagues in two other unions representing university employees, Unison and Unite. We negotiate with them jointly, nationally, over our pay increase, and we are in this together because the employers, yet again this year, have refused to offer us any more than a 1% uplift in pay, which, when inflation is running at about 3%, obviously represents a real term loss to our members in their pay packets. And this has gone on for a number of years. We calculate that since 2008, our members, everybody employed in universities, has suffered a 13% decrease in the real value of their pay, which is obviously something which can't go on indefinitely, and this is the year we've decided that we really have to make a stand on it. Since October the 31st, the employers have not budged over their 1% offer. We're having now a second day of strike action in order to try to press them to do something more sensible for us, and hopefully that is going to work, but if it doesn't, then we will have to think what the next steps are. We know that the universities in this country have the money to pay their staff a decent amount. They have been building up their reserves steadily over recent years, and there's a large amount in the kitty. And if they say they can't afford to pay us more, what they're really saying is that we have the money, but we're going to choose to spend it on other things than the staff, who are so centrally important to what goes on in our universities in this country.